All right. Well, new week and excited. We're 2-0, and after watching the film, really proud of the team. There's a lot of, like I said after the game, still a lot of room for improvement. Look forward to getting to it today. I think had some guys get banged up in the game. That happens. So we'll have to deal with some of the adjustments. We still have to get some other guys evaluated. But as of now, looks like it's a doubtful for L.J. Martin and Hinkley Rapati. So we have to still evaluate it some more, but that's the way it's looking. Good news is no one's out for the year, which is good, but might take some time to get some of those guys back. And hopefully we can see what happens in the next 24 hours, if it's going to be available for this week or not. But proud of the team. Glad we got the win, but still a lot of room for improvement. A lot of things that we can fix, and looking forward to getting that done. Going on the road again. Looking forward to this matchup with Wyoming. I think looking at the program, I mean, I think they're number three on the list of the teams that we've played the most. Utah being number one, Utah State being number two, and then Wyoming being number three. So as a former player and fan, I mean, I was used to seeing Wyoming on the schedule, on BYU schedule. So it's kind of a little bit flashback to our times when I was a player and a fan to go out there and play that game in Laramie. I know that they have a passionate fan base. It's actually why college football is so good, is that the fans make it real. And I know they love their team. They have a lot of pride in their team. And I know they're looking forward to this game just like we are. Really well-coached team. Look at Coach Jay Savelle. He's a defensive-minded coach. Was able to replace Craig Bull, who's an amazing coach. And you look at Jay's, you look at his the people that he's been mentored by are amazing head coaches. So he's been able to work with some great ones. Lou Holtz, Jerry Kill, and Craig Bull, just to name a few. And then I have all kinds of respect for Craig Bull and what he does as a coach. I consider him a really good friend, and I know that he's put a lot of work in that program. And he's done, actually, I don't know of a lot of people that go from retiring from coaching football to go into something even more bigger of a task, which is running the AFCA as the executive director. But Craig has done an amazing job at that, especially in this time that we're dealing with all the transfer portal, NIL, all these different moves and different changes to our game. We can look to Craig Bull and his leadership to help us as coaches with the AFCA. So he's done an amazing job there and represents us the right way. And he's done a great job in this program. I think Coach Savelle and his staff have done a great job keeping the tradition and keeping the culture of what they've had already been in place since I got the head job here. So I can see a lot of the same. It's the same stuff. So they're the same team, tough kids, well coached, and always looking forward to playing that game of football that we all love. So looking forward to the matchup. It's going to be a fun game, and just really excited about our guys getting another chance to improve from last week to this next one. And just really excited about the game. And in fact, Craig Bull's son is the defensive coordinator that's done a great job with them. So there's a lot of really cool things that I can see in this program that I remember even back to 2016 when we played them in the bowl game. So looking forward to the matchup and excited for your questions that are coming up.
Thanks, Coach. Just a reminder to our media members to use your raise hand function, and we should have time for a question and a follow-up. We'll start with Mitch and then Jared.
But Ronnie, just following up on LJ and Folau, are you optimistic that they're going to be back for Big 12 play, or could this be something that mid-season, like what's the timeline you're thinking here with these injuries?
I think the timeline will be probably more decided today. So tomorrow when you guys have media, you'll probably get a little bit more of an idea. I mean, we're still using today to kind of get a good feel for where they're at. It's going to be doubtful for this game this weekend, but we're hoping, and you just never know. People heal differently, and today's going to be a really important day for us to see where we're going to be at.
And then
that's with both of those guys. Yeah.
Understood. And also at the running back position, Polkai not listed on the depth chart. He was on the travel roster last week. Is he factored into that mix? And then also status of Mori Bamba this week too.
Yeah, I think. With Polkai, we had, you know, the question is whether or not to redshirt people, and I think right now I'm not worried about that. He's gonna be full go. And he's gonna play, and we'll just move on with that. And you get four games for a reason, so we might as well make sure to use this one for sure for him. Same thing goes for Sione Moa. We feel good about the group. Enoch Nawahina did a great job coming in. So did Miles Davis. So Miles brings a lot of experience. Enoch has played a lot of games for us on special teams, and so those guys will do a great job for us with the running back group. And I feel like we've talked about the depth. It's going to be testing the running back room. Hopefully we get better news with the recovery from both the backs. But we'll have to kind of just wait and see what today says. But if I were telling you guys honestly, it's like it looks doubtful. So we'll just have to move on and just plan according to whatever's there. But the fortunate part is that we have guys that are experienced, especially Miles Davis. And then Mori Bamba, we're looking forward to getting him back, hopefully. I think this might be the week that we might be able to see him.
Kalani, you don't get a lot of Saturdays off during the season. There's the bye weeks and obviously these Friday night games when you have an early week. What's a Saturday like for you when you don't have a game?
Well, it's just still work. You're just waiting for Wyoming to play their game and watching it in real time, and then You're evaluating what you can do with the program. You're letting your guys heal up still, so it's still work. Our coaches still went to work, but I think it's just you don't have to worry about a game. So that we've been in this position before. We took advantage of that, and the fortunate part is that we get some guys that might need that extra day of recovery. So we're hoping that'll get us closer to the game next week. But there's some guys that are banged up. That's just football. I don't think a lot of people are going to be 100%. The thing I can say about the game is that we're right in the middle of it. So did I feel like we're going to need that we're going to might be out our top two running backs? No, but I also know that we got depth there for a reason. So now we'll see if it's going to happen.
There were a lot of games that ended up being really close, some of them unexpected, they're expected mm-hmm. to be blowouts. You're going up against a team that's struggled in its first couple of weeks, but that's got to be an easy way to point to the guys and be like, hey, it doesn't matter college football these days. Anybody can play like that.
That's interesting that you say that, because you guys are giving me a hard time about the depth chart with the real quarterbacks in week one when we were trying to give Southern Illinois all our respect in preparing for them as an opponent, and now you see how those games are going, and so I'm glad that you mentioned that, because now you see where we're at. We're trying to do things the right way, which is respect our opponents. And every week's a different week. You never know what's going to happen. That's the game of football. But I know that not to make too much of it, but we're going to go there, and this has been an old time rival of ours. So I know there's a lot of fans there that want to see Wyoming coming on top, and we want to go out there and perform better. We still haven't played our best football yet, and we haven't done it for long enough where I can feel comfortable in saying, yeah, this is where we're at. I still don't think our identity has shown up in all three phases, and this is a great week for us to show up. But there's tons of respect, and we see the film. We know the situation that they're stuck in right now, and that they're going through some adversity. But that's when you're going to get their best. I've said it every week, that we anticipate getting their best. We just need to make sure that our best shows up. And the same thing happened last week. We were the underdogs last week. You guys forget we're double-digit underdogs. And so we went into that game with the same type of mindset that we went to Southern Illinois. And so we're going to have to keep that same type of mindset going into this game. That's going to be every week, regardless of what the what team's favored.
Thanks, Jared. We'll have some more questions from Sean Walker and then Jay Catch.
Hey, Coach, since we're talking about the running backs and whatnot, and we talked a little bit after the game about Enoch and kind of the spark that he brought to you guys, how he ran the ball. But after you sort of went back and looked at the tape and whatnot, well, what did you like about sort of what he was doing when he came into the game? And obviously he gets that touchdown run. What was making him so effective?
Yeah, I think the key would have been I when you looked at what LJ and Hinkley were doing, they're just playing hurt. And I think they should have just came out. And when you're banged up, even if you're just a little bit hobbled and you just need to recover, just come out of the game, because we could have got better looks at different plays with Enoch and with Miles in. So that's just kind of first thing that comes to my mind, is that our guys, I know they want to play the game and they're excited about it, but these injuries that happened, you can't expect that you at a little banged up is going to be better than your backup. That's why we spent so much time developing our depth and getting our guys right. But Enoch did a great job with his vision and with being able to run the ball. And for a guy that didn't have a lot of reps in practice to be able to function at a high level, he made some really big-time plays for us, and so did Miles. And so we know we can count on those guys. The other young guys, the freshmen that you haven't seen really much, have tons of ability with Sione Mo and Pokai Haunga. But we'll just have to, if their time comes and if they're called on, I know they'll be ready. Harvey does a great job coaching them. A-Rod, the entire offensive staff will have them ready.
And then a little bit related to you sound really comfortable with the running back room, and obviously the depth chart speaks to your comfort and even the guys not on the depth chart, like you mentioned. Does that speak a little bit to how to sort of what this offensive line is doing, I guess, right now, with how settled and how experienced those guys are, where you can kind of plug and play a little bit at the tailback spot?
Yeah, I mean, that they go hand in hand. I think TJ's got Woods has had a definite influence on the run game. We just like to see it be a lot more explosive than what we've had, and a lot of the factors go into that. But we're working on those. I know that it's not a lack of talent. That's one. That's not a problem. We have tons of talent and ability. This is going to be an opportunity for some of these young guys to get to be out there and make plays. And, still not counting on Hinkley and LJ out, but it's just like we have to be real with you guys and be honest about where we're seeing it. The fortunate thing is not for the season, but, like I said, doubtful. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And when you say things like that, you kind of have to have this mindset of moving on. And if they happen to be able to come back and play this week, then that's just an added bonus. But that's kind of the mindset that we have to have, and it sucks, but we still love those guys. But they want us to be at our best, which means we got to get our guys ready. But the O-line has done a great job. TJ's done a great job getting them ready. I just like to take advantage of them doing a great job, because there's so many big plays that could be made, and it's just one or two mistakes that are along the way that cost us, and maybe it cost us a turnover and things like that. But we're missing out on some explosive plays and some opportunities to get more points on the board.
Well, you talked about the environment up there at Wyoming. Do you have any unique memories of having played in front of that crowd up there at War Memorial?
Yeah, they love their fans, man. That's what college football is all about. SMU had fans that love their team too. I have a lot of respect for them, because I know that they're really proud of their team and they support their team. They had a lot of success last year. I believe they won their bowl game last year. And you could see the personality and the culture that Craig Bull has provided for that program. And I think Jay and the rest of the staff are doing a great job at carrying it on. They just lost a couple games and they're running into some adversity. But I know these coaches. I know what they're about. I know their reputation, and they're going to get their guys ready for this game. That's what's awesome about college football. It's another week. It's a new opportunity, and you just got to. The best way to forget about the one last week is to move on to the next one. So, we had some really good things that happened last week. We just got to move on and look forward to this next one, which is what I'm trying to get the entire team focused on.
You've preached ball security a lot during your time at BYU. Are the three turnovers that Jake had on Saturday night the type that you're concerned about going forward, or are they considered to be a one-off in a way?
No, there's no one-offs. Take care of the stinking football. That's what it comes down to. So I've said it over and over and over again. I don't want guys to have to play tight and feel like they can't take a chance. But that the football belongs to everybody. It belongs to the fans. It belongs to the team. It belongs to the program. It's not just that one player's. It's not his ball. It belongs to all of us. And so they need to start thinking about it more like that. And even this opportunity, like, I know that stuff might happen. A guy might fall down and stand up and catch the ball. And we'll respond. The other side of that is want the defense to get some turnovers, get some big plays, and get some opportunities. Like, there's different ways to talk about ball security. Create more havoc and get more turnovers on defense, and do the same thing on offense. Flip the field on special teams. Find ways to get advantage. We can get more points on the board. And offense, take care of that football. You know, but do it within the realms of your responsibility. I mean, we can deal with a sack. That's okay. That can happen. That happens sometimes. We've been able to respond after that. It's just sometimes a game happens where turnovers, they occur and you can overcome it, but you can't just keep thinking that it's going to be taking care of itself magically. So that's always been our emphasis, and we're going to still keep doing that, but it needs to improve. We know that.
All right, we have time for two more questions. We'll go Jay Drew and then Kevin Reynolds.
Yeah, Kalani, given the history between BYU and Wyoming and how much this game means to Wyoming, are you relaying any of that to your players? Are you talking to them about that, or is this just another opponent, so to speak?
Well, I mean, it's what we know, you know, but these kids don't know anything about the rivalry and the – I mean, I guess some of these guys have played in this game against Wyoming, but they don't understand the old conference and all that stuff. Majority of these guys came here because they want to play in the Big 12, and this is just another opportunity for us to go play this game. We know that it's going to be a hostile environment. It wasn't a kind one last week either, but that's college football. We are excited to get out and go play this game in Wyoming and to go play at Laramie. I'm excited to see our fans there. I'm excited to see their fans. We look forward to the game. Now, there's nothing that I need to add to it. It's just a game of football. But if you ask me personally, I know because I played in that game. But these kids, they just need to go and it's business. Go out there and do what you're supposed to do. Fix the concerns that we have and any mistakes that we made in the past. Let's find ways to get better, and then away we go. But I want to respect our opponents, but at the same time, I want our guys to improve, and I want them to realize that they have a responsibility to play better every week, and we need to make that improvement. We didn't make a good enough improvement, in my opinion, from week one to week two. Now we need to make up for it from week two to week three, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Hey, Cole. Hey, Kalani, we saw Reiner get in and catch a pass early in that game. What's your plan for him this year? Do you want to ease him into a role? And what's the are you planning to redshirt him this season too?
Oh, he's a major weapon. I think when everybody's talking about redshirting, this is the only year that matters, this year. So we need all our guys to play, and we've got to use them all. And that's what Reiner wanted to do. He wanted to come play a year before he goes on this mission. So we plan on using majority of our guys, and if it happens that we have to make a decision at their fourth game, then we will talk about that then. But right now we're in game three, so there's no risk of anybody losing their red shirt right now. Next week maybe we'll have to have some conversations, but everything goes into week to week, and everything's about this year.
Thank you.